It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. On the way, Joe's Need to Know News, and a little more than an hour from now, we're going to get you hooked up with a chance to qualify for a trip to 2 to Bonnaroo. We'll give you a camping pass, a car pass, we'll give you the works, and just for getting qualified for that, you're going to get a digital download of artists that are performing at this year's Bonnaroo. Liv the Web Girl wants to talk about the significance of nicknames for your significant other. Is this something you found or personal experience? What's going on?
No, definitely not personal experience. I saw this and immediately I was like, oh my gosh, I have to look through this because my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, he doesn't really have a nickname for me. He'll call me babe like every now and then.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, that's it really, you know,
hey,
it's
babe.
Not like he's like calling me like some crazy wackadoo nickname. Now I call him like every nickname under the sun.
Is there anything you can say on the radio?
I mean, I call him like Pimp Daddy sometimes. Well, he does. He has one nickname for me. It's Bottom B, but that's like a whole different thing. Anyways, these are for like.
Isn't that what Porkchop and his boyfriend Chase call each other?
No, I call him Pie.
What's that mean?
It's like short for Sweetie Pie.
Oh.
Okay, so this is like nicknames Babe or Sexy or Bae. These are like, you know, your typical pet names for a significant other. It's not like going to be your specialized nicknames.
All right, and hey, you can tweet us too, at Joe and Alex Show, whatever your specialized little nickname might be for your little significant other, your boo.
Okay, so this first one is if your significant other is calling you Babe or Sexy. This means that they are calling you this because they have the major hots for you and are relishing in their strong physical attraction for you. These names pop up when you've reached the second stage of a relationship.
Okay.
So that kind of makes me nervous because I'm like, the second stage of a relationship, I mean, I've been dating my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, for 10 months almost, and like, we're only in the second stage. Well,
how many stages are there in a relationship? Is this like baseball?
I don't know, and I'm nervous. I don't even know what that means.
What else does it say? Well, like, give us some other nicknames of what the stage you are in.
So, honey, baby, or bae. Listen for these when you begin bonding or start noticing things about them other than their sexy biceps. At this point, your boo knows that you're hot, but they want to get closer to you in ways that aren't physical. If someone you aren't dating uses these terms, it means they like you as a person. So not just kind of like lusting after you.
Okay.
I mean, maybe, but like the first two examples you've given, like what was the very first one that you brought up there? It was like
babe, or sexy.
My wife all the time is like, babe, but it's not like in a romantic. It's more like, babe.
Well, they're saying you're only in the second stage of a relationship, then Joe. I don't know what to tell you.
It feels like we've been stuck in first.
And then the third one is dude, and it said be careful with this one. Dude is a nickname a guy will use with the woman if he feels comfortable with and sees as one of the guys. It could indicate that he doesn't have lusty or romantic feelings towards you.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then they also said beware if they call you princess or queen. We see that tiara, but take caution if someone is referencing you this way. These names can be used to express someone's view that you're high maintenance, and make sure you're either wearing your crown proudly or telling this person to, you know, blank off.
Well, what does it say if they're calling you princess, but then also they are feeding you grapes and fanning you?
I think that's called slavery.
I don't know if I can laugh at that one.
I'll double check.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.